Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
By the way, Joe Kelly is going to be in studio with Parkins and Spiegel today at 3 o'clock. That should be good. He's an entertaining dude. And you saw some of it yesterday where he gets the pickoff of Aaron Hicks and he's like, what are you doing? Why are you all the way over there? Why would you? That was a really dumb baseball play. You're the tying run and you've got a reliever on the ropes. You just allowed him to get out of it. Anyway. Yesterday on Hit and Run, I was tuning in because I was doing Sox pregame, and I like to check in to see what Spiegs is doing baseball-wise. Maybe there's a nugget that I can use and sometimes give credit. But, yeah, I usually always give credit with stuff like that. See if there's something I can bring to the pregame. And I was happy to hear Spiegs talking with Doug Glanville on this subject. Doug played for a decade in the major leagues. He's a broadcaster. On top of that, he's really one of the smartest people. Like, Ivy League educated, is a college professor, talks about a number of these issues inside of his class, and just a really, really smart guy. This is a portion. I suggest you listen to the entire interview, but this is a portion of their conversation yesterday with Doug talking about what it was like for Tim Anderson, because he's been in some of those situations and really giving some perspective to Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson's interactions.
I'm enthusiastic about the opportunity. That is the chance to learn more from, you know, this experience and understand the many perspectives. And I think one way, like in my own experience, it goes is there's many times growing up and even later in life that I was always referred to as, you know, whatever, Eddie Murphy or whoever, some comedian, some black entertainer or star. And there was times it felt like it was to make me more palatable, right? There was a sense of a diminished ability for me to control my own name and to be in the space. And sure, there's times where, yeah, you happen to look like someone. That's fine. That could be part of it. But I started to wonder after, you know, we're talking years, why I couldn't sort of be in my own name and why that was so important. And some of that made me think about, well, I guess if your association with a group of people and seeing them as sort of monolithic, whether intentional or not, that you see them in this sort of one framework, and a lot of which certainly had been negative around the black experience, then that's where this frustration could come from, because I felt like, well, you know, why can't I be myself, so to speak? And look, any of these players probably in major leagues today as well have had experiences where they were either A, the only black player or the first black player. One of those, you know, so you talk about Jackie Robinson being a pioneer. Well, many players came after Jackie that were first in other environments. And there's Jackie Robinson's, quote unquote, under many new environments, whether executives or Supreme Court justices or whatever it is. So we're still having firsts and experiences. And what happens with those experiences is that you end up pioneering in environments that sometimes you don't exactly have the best experience. And I can give you a number of examples of that, but one that comes to mind is playing on the Team USA for New Jersey against Japan and hosting Japanese players. And one of my teammates on my team, wearing Team USA, asked me, what is it about your people? And he was white and I was black, obviously, I'm black. And he asked me, what is it about your people that make you so inherently lazy? That was his direct question. Right. So now there's an opportunity there to, okay, obviously he hasn't had a lot of exposure, so let's talk about this. And even at 15, 16 years old, I still saw an opportunity. I mean, I saw that he might not have tried to be completely nefarious, but it was just reflecting where he was coming from and his desire maybe to understand more. And so the thing about, all right, calling someone Jackie, and even if, all right, Tim Anderson, like self-proclaiming himself Jackie Robinson, is a little bit, from what I at least read, seemed sort of exaggerated. It seemed like the context of it was much more, you could read into more than just like, I'm Jackie the player. It's also Jackie the experience that I just described, being first and being alone.
Yes.
I mean, I went to college at an Ivy League school,
mm-hmm,
where my first month of practice inside our indoor gym in the fall, I had a teammate that was draped in the Confederate flag. And once again, I was at the time the only black player on the travel team. So here I am alone trying to explain and ask this guy, well, why are you wearing a Confederate flag at practice? And he just said, pride in the South. And so when you're alone and you're the only one who's feeling a certain way about something, it's very difficult to feel like you have allies. So yes, it's more than just like calling someone Jackie Robinson. And once again, I don't know everything that's in Josh Donaldson's head. I'm just trying to help unpack why there could be more feeling behind,
right,
what seems like what, you know, in some circles could be a compliment.
That was Doug Glanville on with Spiegel yesterday on Hit and Run. The entire conversation is worth your time. Like, legit, go back and go through the pods and find it and listen to it. Doug has a more forgiving heart in this particular case than I do. And I don't know if that makes me a lesser person. It probably does. I think that there is room for those who want to be better and want to learn about someone else's experience, that there's the opportunity there to show those people grace. Josh Donaldson is not one of those people. He doesn't deserve your sympathy or grace. He's a bad guy. And there's multiple examples of it. This time it rises to the level of bigotry and racism, but it's clearly not that far of a leap for that type of person. I appreciate what Doug had to say about it because he was sharing his experiences. And what I wish is that whenever people of color, and in this particular case, black people, share their experiences with you, that you're not so quick to try and discount and discredit them. And that's what's ended up happening over the last 48 hours. There's been people then trying to discredit. There are people that have weaponized something that Tim thinks is offensive, that his manager thinks is racist, and then they use that against him at Yankee Stadium. There are people on our sister station in New York that are doing a whole lot of water carrying and that about, you know, whataboutisms to try and defend Josh Donaldson when it's not needed. Shout out to Brandon Tierney, though. Him and Tiki. I guess Brandon was supposed to have Paul O'Neill on, and I can only imagine what that conversation would have sounded like. But he told him that they couldn't talk about Donaldson and Tim Anderson, and BT was like, well, we're not going to do the interview. So thanks a lot. Good luck with your cookbook. Every one of us has stories. Every one of us has faced like hardship that comes from outside. And that's even before we start talking about like the hardship that comes from inside. Every single one of us. But when people who have gone through things of this nature. Like, Doug told you stories, and he went beyond that. Doug told the story about the police coming to his driveway when he was shoveling snow, asking him if he was out here trying to make money in his own driveway. I've got stories. Layla's got stories. People of color, women, gay people, trans people, we've got stories. And I know that my white cisgender males and females have got stories too. But in some of these situations, the goal is we would just like for you to listen to us on how some of this stuff makes us feel. And I know I'm globalizing. I know I don't speak for every person of color, and I definitely don't speak for the LGBTQIA community. I'd like to feel like I'm an ally in those situations. Look, I'll be super real with you. I work in an industry where I'm a bit of a unicorn. I am a black talk show host that wasn't a professional athlete. When I look around at my industry, when I look around my own station, I feel very alone in some of the things that I go through. Now, luckily, I feel like I have a lot of good allies. I feel like I have people that I can talk to about a number of these topics. And I appreciate them. Like, there's a reason Joe Ostrowski is on my show every week. I trust him more than anybody. And he's also really good. But knowing that people have your back can make navigating through all of these issues easier. The idea of fight through it, just let it go. You can do something with it. It's made easier when you know that you aren't alone. Now, Tim seems like the type that no matter what, he's going to be good. Like, he's built of strong, sturdy stuff. But I'm sure that there was some relief when not only are the guys out there protecting him literally on the field, where you have Abreu and Sheets being like, oh, bleep, Tim is about to go off. Like, let's protect him. Let's protect our team. And let's hold him back. And then on the field, you have Yasmani Grandal being like, yo, this will not stand. I said it on Twitter on Saturday, and I stand by it. That's what being an ally looks like. And as I said, I'm not sure. Yasmani Grandal could very easily be at the nexus of the black diaspora and the Spanish diaspora, and he may have felt those comments personally. But if he's not, if his ancestry is Spanish, and he was willing to stand up the way that he did for Tim, I applaud him. Because that's what more people need to do. More people need to call out folks that are trying to be slick. And that's what Josh Donaldson has been doing. He's out here trying to be slick. And some of y'all are allowing him to get away with it. And if I can speak for communities of color, trans people, gay people, all of us as a cluster are really tired of you running to the defense of people who have wronged us. Because you think the worst thing in the world is someone being labeled as racist or transphobic or homophobic. That's the worst thing, and that no one can come back from something like that. Most people in these situations don't bring that level of conversation to the forefront unless we mean it. And it would be nice if the people who say on Instagram posts or in comment sections or Twitter posts that we should all just get along, it would be nice if you would take our word for it. Because it's very easy for you to take the word of a bad guy like Josh Donaldson over someone that you know that you love in Tim Anderson. How weird is that? Shout out to Yasmani Grandal, because beyond what he did on the field, he also did this in front of the microphones after the game was over.
This game went through a period in time where a lot of those comments were meant, and I think we're way past that. And it's just unacceptable. So I just thought it was a low blow. And, you know, I want to make sure I got my team's back. There's no way that you're allowed to say something like that. It's just, like I said, unacceptable.
Did he deny saying it?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you deny it too? I mean, it's all about he, she. But, I mean, you can go ask him. I'm sure he's going to deny everything. And then maybe go on Twitter and tweet something out, just like he did with Giolito last year. But I guess he lives in his own world.
So he just basically stepped in the box and you said...
Oh, I didn't even... I don't think I'd let him step in the box.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, you don't want me to tell you guys what I told them, so...
Tim said that he really appreciated all the
I couldn't hear anything you said.
Tim said that he really appreciated how you guys had his back there. Just what does that say about you guys as a team?
Man, I'm sure any other team would have reacted the same way. Like I said, a comment like that is just unacceptable. It's something that should not be allowed. So I'm sure not only us, but anybody else would have reacted the same way. Maybe even worse.
He's not the only one that showed up as an ally. Liam Hendricks told you, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
I asked Engel what happened, and he repeated what was said. Yeah, that's completely inappropriate. And then after hearing what was said after the game, usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people that don't get along at all. And so that statement right there was complete. But then again, my feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documented, the fact that we don't get along. And the fact that I have now spoken to, I think it's 4 separate clubhouses that he's been into, and as a whole, none of them have gone along. So, yeah, him trying to pull that, trying to whip out that narrative is complete nut.
And disappointing, you know.
Yeah, obviously, you on, like, us in this clubhouse, we have TA's back and everything. And that was just a completely unacceptable thing. And then trying to whip it out as being an inside joke, no, that's. They don't have those sorts of things going along. That's like getting into an argument, like having an inside joke with a guy who you are a nemesis with, like, per se, I guess you could say. But yeah, that ain't it. That's not how it went down in this clubhouse. And I don't understand how he ever thought about it like that. It's just straight delusional.
Talk your bleat, Liam Hendricks. Appreciate you standing and telling the truth about this. Yaz, appreciate you standing with him. Appreciate Gavin Sheets and Jose Abreu and everyone else that supported Tim Anderson and every White Sox fan that did it too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!